Yesterday on the program, we heard from the Clean Energy Council. It claims that $15 billion of clean energy investment is on the line if the Abbott government winds back the 2020 renewable energy target to a so-called real 20%. Today, an even more radical proposal: scrap the RET completely and start again. This comes from big generator and retailer AGL Energy. The CEO of AGL, Michael Fraser, says the existing RET is broken, and one of the biggest problems is it doesn't have a mechanism for closing down at when it's peaking. Here's Greg Borschmann.
As the biggest single investor in large-scale renewables, wind, solar and hydro, AGL Energy once boasted having the cleanest and greenest energy portfolio in Australia. In the past 2 years, that's changed dramatically, with the purchase of one of Australia's dirtiest power stations, the brown coal Loy Yang in Victoria, and recently the black coal MacGen assets in New South Wales. So when it comes to the future of the 2020 renewable energy target, the company is caught with its feet in both camps. CEO Michael Fraser is proposing a radical solution: start again from scratch. He says the RET isn't working, whatever the target.
We're saying the policy mechanism is broken. If you look in other parts of the world, you look at Europe, they have feed-in tariffs for wind farms in the similar way that rooftop solar receive feed-in tariffs here domestically. If we look at the US, they use a tax credit scheme in order to encourage new renewables. What we are saying very clearly is that the existing design of the RET is broken. It doesn't work. Investors can't have faith that it will be left alone. And so the government does need to look at a different policy mechanism.
What you seem to be saying is it's back to the drawing board. Rather than an argument about the level of the target, it's actually time to redesign the system.
Correct. I think that's exactly right. From my perspective, we need to go back to fundamentals, back to the basic design, get that right, and then have an argument about where the target should be set.
So what would an ideal regime look like?
Well, one that has bipartisan support, one that has a mechanism which sees old coal-fired high-emitting plant removed from the system to make way for renewables and to make sure that we get the new plant invested and into the market at the lowest possible cost for consumers.
For all the talk of our clean energy future, that hasn't happened yet, has it? You own one of the dirtiest power stations in Australia, Loy Yang. It's still generating. It's still making you returns.
Well, that's true. It does continue to operate. But I just say to you that Loy Yang is the best of the brown coal generators in Victoria. So it's going to be around for a long, long time to come. There is plenty of other plant in Victoria and South Australia that is older and higher emitting than Loy Yang. The reality is, Greg, today 80 to 85% of Australia's electricity still comes from coal-fired power stations. Right now, we need those coal stations to continue to run if people want the lights to come on of an evening and be able to cook their dinners, etc.
But the idea of a clean energy future was that the older, the dirtier plants would get knocked out.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I firmly believe in. It's something that we believe is what the future looks like. The question is, how do we get from where we are today to that future? And how do we get there in a way that will have the support of the community? And having the support of the community isn't just about reducing emissions. It's about doing it in an affordable way. And, you know, that's part of the whole debate around now what direct action is going to mean, what the future of the renewable energy target's going to look like, what the design of the scheme is going to look like. There is lots and lots of uncertainty in this industry at the moment.
Simply, Michael Fraser says it's not just a problem with the renewable energy target. The RET was always meant to complement a price on carbon and emissions trading. Both have now gone. In addition, he points to uncertainty with what the government's direct action program may mean for the energy industry. And without a mechanism to close the oldest and dirtiest polluting power stations, that's created the biggest problem of all: an oversupply of electricity.
The fact of the matter is that today we have an electricity market that is oversupplied with generation. And I think the more fundamental question is not so much where the target is set, but are there going to be changes to the policy mechanism which will mean that generation gets built?
But by trying to solve the problem of oversupply by winding back the RET, isn't that simply protecting the older, dirtier coal-fired generators?
Well, the issue is that we don't see how new renewable is going to be built at the existing level unless the government changes the design of the scheme. New renewables have to be paid for, they have to get a return, and if all you do is leave the existing design of the scheme as it is, put more capacity into the system, that means it will lower prices for all generation, including renewables, and so you get into a vicious circle about you can't see how the generation is actually going to be built.
AGL owns the rights to what could be the largest wind farm in the Southern Hemisphere at Silverton in Western New South Wales, with approval for almost 600 turbines in two stages. Is that project now dead?
I'd say it's well and truly on the back burner is the way that I would describe it, Greg. And unless there is some, as I say, the issue for us isn't so much where the target is set. We think if you want to see more renewables built, there needs to be a fundamental change to the design of the scheme. You know, from our own perspective, this uncertainty, you're making investments here that have got a 25, 30-year life, and right now the policy gets reviewed every 2 years. I mean, it's a ridiculous situation. So all of this uncertainty simply means that the industry grinds to a halt and investments won't happen.
Michael Fraser, I'm wondering if I could ask you about your own legacy. You retire next year. Is there a tinge of regret for you that Australia hasn't embraced renewable power, the clean energy future, in a way you clearly thought it would even a few years ago?
I think there's room for lots of regrets, across the whole policy settings for the energy sector. And I think it would be fair to say that the whole energy sector, be it renewables, be it coal seam gas, be it retail price regulation, I think it's fair to say that the whole energy sector has been a political football over the last 5 or 6 years, and nobody has come up with a clear mechanism to see the transition that we all know has to happen, and that is that the higher emitting coal-fired plant needs to be retired from the market, and we need to get in a economically efficient way new lower emitting plants, be that gas, be that renewables, into the market.
That's Michael Fraser, CEO of AGL Energy, speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 9.